News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Well, good evening, everyone. Edwin Lee Reimer with you once again here at WGNS, here off the square in Rutherford County. And we have a wonderful broadcast for you tonight. Let me get my camera focused, and ladies, y'all are focused, all right. We're going to talk about something that I could always stand to be brushed up on, if my wife were honest with you, I'm sure, from time to time. We're going to talk about being nice for a change. We're talking about manners and etiquette. Mm-hmm. And I have with me Jen Freeman and Francis Arthur. Mm-hmm. Francis, hello. Jen, hello.
Hello.
Have you ever been here to WGNS before?
I have not.
Neither have I.
You haven't.
Very excited. Thank you so much for having
us. That is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, they are handcuffed to the desk, so they're going to be here for the balance of the hour. Sometimes it gets a little scary up here. Pay no attention to the man in the hood. we're glad to have you. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You know, I thank you all for doing this because I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and this is something. It's not only guys, everybody, and even our children could use some raising on. And we have gotten away from over the years. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into more of that, of manners and etiquette and all that. I've got to say, and Jeff Neal, one of our regular listeners, I know you're listening. It's a shame today the MTSU girls lost their game. We were hoping they would go to the Sweet 16. I'm sure they're on a plane right now. I know that's bound to be a long ride back. I felt sorry for the girls. Those kids work so hard. And we will hopefully have Coach Ensel on in two or three weeks. Now, we're not going to do a show next week because it's Easter Sunday. And we take off, of course, for holidays, things like that. And but we'll when Coach Ensel, when things slow down a bit and slow down a tad for him, we will have him on. He's been with us before. Wonderful, wonderful person. And the kids just love him. They really do. And he's done a great job. And what can you say? Hey, they made the final 32 teams in the nation. Ladies, I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but congratulations. I know you're on a plane. Hopefully you're listening somewhere or will listen somewhere along the line. We are on YouTube. I'll go over all that in just a minute, okay? Jackson, let's take us and put us on the air right now if we can. But for now, my name is Edwin Lee Reimer, and yes, I believe it or not, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Reimer Show with your host, Ed Reimer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
And that is a little rock and roll for you. This is Edwin Lee Reimer Show, and I'm your host, Ed Reimer. Now, this show is produced at the studios of WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great volunteer state, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight. You can reach Francis, reach Jen at 615-893-1450 with your questions, comments, or your ideas, or your thoughts. That's 615-893-1450. Now, you can also send a text to that number, and our producer, Jackson, will be glad to read it, write it down, give it to one of us to read, or you, he'll read it over the air for you. For those of you who do not wish to go on the air and be heard live, and we do understand a lot of people don't like that, so not everybody's like me or like maybe some of our guests that come on here, okay? Now, how can you hear us? How can you watch us? Of course, there's always, as I came here 11 years ago, there's always the good old radio, and it's 1450 AM, and like I read in the opening, 100.5, 101.9 FM, and that's right here in Rutherford County. We cover over Rutherford County. If you're in Smyrna, Laverne, that frequency, 100.5, there's a new tower down there that was put in there especially for you folks in the Smyrna, Laverne area. So you can pick us up. Now, you can watch on Facebook Live. You can watch us right now on that. You can watch us. We're on YouTube at News Radio WGNS. All of our broadcasts, and ladies, remember this, if you want people to see this and everything, They can pull them up later. Jackson will load this up within an hour after we go off the air. He'll put them on later tonight. And just type in Edwin Lee Raymer Show on YouTube, okay? You didn't ever know he was going to be a TV star. Yeah, I'm going to make a movie star, Eugene.
I love it. I'm ready.
You're ready? You're wanting that big money like the rest of us,
right?
Yeah, that's what we're into here. And my wife's just wanting to know when it's going to start coming in. But anyway, and you can reach us there. And many other ways. Stitcher. My wife, lots of times, she will just listen on, because she's doing other things at the house, she'll listen on Alexa. You can pull us up there. All those good things. There's so many ways to, the media has gone now. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go and listen whenever you wish. And lady that just left here, Angela Bingham. With Simplicity, and y'all are going to have spoken with her. You're going to be on her broadcast at some point in the future.
Yes,
and she is excellent. She's been here 5 or 6 years. She's doing just a super fantastic job and is a wonderful person, a local educator right here in Rutherford County.
She has a glow.
She does, she does. Doesn't
yeah.
She really does, yeah, and you can tell, and she loves what she does, and, you know, contrary to me having to drag y'all up here tonight. Anyway.
We're happy to be here. Thank you.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Tell us, both of y'all, whoever's, whatever, it makes no difference. Gilded Grace Etiquette, what's going on here? What do you all do, and how did this get to be?
Well, I'll start with how it became.
All right, Jen.
I was planning a fundraiser for a charity, and I pitched them the idea of an etiquette course, and they liked the idea of it, and so we planned to do it, but they wanted to wait a little while longer, and Francis had done all this amazing work, putting together the lesson plans and the books and the letters to the parents and everything. So we decided, gosh, we should just go ahead and do this anyway. So we did. And it's been so rewarding to watch these kids and to be a part of it. And it's just, our tagline is keeping traditions alive while promoting politeness with adolescents.
Now, this is for children. Where is this a course you're giving, or?
Yes, we have a 4-week course of level one right now.
Right.
We have different venues that we go to, but right now we're using Dance Murfreesboro over on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. They have a great venue that they use for
weddings
and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
beautiful.
Yeah.
That venue, I believe, and I'm not sure, is where my niece had her wedding reception.
May very well
I do
be.
Believe.
The Warehouse.
Yeah. The Warehouse, okay. That's what it is. Very good. Our Rutherford County Property Assessor is listening to you tonight, Rob Mitchell. So
Rob.
Speak nicely, and maybe he'll give
you. Congratulations on your win.
Yeah.
Your
recent
win.
He's done a good job up there. He has, and he's a good friend. And he's been a good friend of this show. Francis, what's your role here? Just you, both of you do the same, really?
No, we don't. That's my favorite thing about this. She does what she is, where her strengths are, and I get to do what my strength is, which is teach. I've been a teacher for 37 years professionally, and I love working with students of all ages.
So do you know Angela? Do you know Angela Bingham?
No, I don't.
Where do you
teach? I just met her tonight. Currently, I'm teaching at a homeschool tutorial in Murfreesboro.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I taught in Rutherford County Public Schools for 8 years when I first started.
Okay, she is, I think, at Scales Elementary, but don't hold
she's
me to
case
that.
And Lane.
She's a Case and Lane. I was close. Okay. She's a Case and Lane. Mm-hmm. Okay. And now, you've got some events, and you handed me these. Tell us what's going on here. You wrote these out. Tell us, Jen, what's going on here?
Well, our next...
The events you have.
Yes, our next
event...
We'll
announce these a couple of times during this and let people know what's going on.
Fantastic. Well, you can always find everything at our website, which is gildedgraceetiquette.com. And that's G-I-L-D-E-D, graceetiquette.com.
Okay.
On April 4th, we have an introduction to formal tea. And then on April 15th, we have our next etiquette class series, Level 1, and that's for four consecutive Mondays. That's April 15th, 22nd, 29th, and May 6th. And then we have a summer camp coming up we're really excited about, and that's July the 15th through the 19th. Students can choose two times. They can come from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. or from 9 a.m. and stay till noon.
And what will happen during that? What are you teaching?
Oh, my gosh. I'll let Francis take that
one. Okay. All right.
I love it. I'm so excited. I teach them to have confidence in every situation that they'll ever walk into.
Right.
Because they'll always know who to talk to, how to talk to them, how to meet people, how to introduce themselves, how to shake hands, how to have a conversation with anybody.
Right.
Which is really exciting for young students, because anymore they don't know how to do that. They're so stuck on their cell phones, they've forgotten
stuck
to have a conversation.
On these.
Yes.
And if you've got one of these in your hand, all of a sudden everyone is an authority anymore.
Right. And instead,
or they think they are.
Right. But I teach them how to have a conversation with people.
You know, we went into a restaurant. It's been several years ago. I'm sure it's worse now than it was. This was before COVID. And each of the kids had a cell phone. They were like early teens, 10, 11, 12, 13. Mom had her cell phone. Dad had his cell phone and a laptop or a whatever those things, the pad, iPad, whatever you call it. I don't even know, okay? Hey, you're looking at a guy that doesn't even know how to make a cup of coffee anymore, okay? Maybe y'all could do work. My wife would be tickled to death if you could work with me. But I noticed they were all of them, they were just sitting.
Right.
And I told the wife, I said, look over there. You know, I said, I wonder how long it's been since they actually spoke to each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really gotten crazy.
Yeah, the art of conversation is kind of lacking.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, that's one thing we do here, is we have people on and we actually talk about things, whatever it may be. And we all don't agree with each other, and that's fine. That's life. That's what it's all about. But I wonder, there's a lot of people that's just, they're stuck on this, you know. I love YouTube too. You want to know how to do something? Sure, you go to YouTube. I went last night. I looked, you know, proper table settings, things like that.
Oh, impressive, Ed.
Yeah, good for
you. Well, yeah, no, I like that. Right. I like that. And we were talking before we came in, folks. You know, this thing of us guys, you know, just throw some paper plates down there and get some solo cups. That's all they need, you know. That's not true. I like a nice table setting. And most men, I have two brothers that like, my dad, our father liked that, okay? Mm-hmm. And he was from old school.
Yes.
But now, not every night.
Right. You there's some nights you want to sit in front of the TV and watch your ball game.
Yeah,
I still use proper
bologna.
China. Every night.
Yeah, I do.
Doesn't surprise me.
I do.
Really, yeah. You know, I mean, my wife's got some she uses for every day. And then, like I said, three or four, she's got three other patterns. I don't know. And she's got Holiday Linux and
sure.
All this. She's got Picard China.
She's prepared.
Oh, yes.
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 We
never thought.
Should have had her on.
I never thought that we would run out of cabinet space in our house, but we did. And so I told my brother that it wasn't no time. Vaughn, my youngest brother, who helped build our house, well, he actually built it, really. He built my house for me. And we built it together. We worked together. But I said, we will never be out of room. It wasn't 3 months. I hadn't built more cabinets in the dining room, you know. I mean, just for her china.
Yeah.
And all the little amenities that go with that, the salt and pepper shakers and the...
The finger bowls. The bread plates.
There you go.
The butter pat plates. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's no sense in getting vulgar here. You just, okay? You clean your language. Okay, if you clean your language up, we can move on. I'm telling you. But it is. I mean, it's great. And the candy dishes at Christmas time and all that. And I like that stuff.
It's tradition. Know. And it doesn't it make you feel wonderful and all those place settings that, gosh, right. You probably got some for your wedding, you know? Like, to use that is just so special.
You know, it's been... It's been 40, you and your husband have been 30, 35. Joni and I have been married 43 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Oh, yeah, and she's loved every second of it. And
nice job, Jody.
Joni.
You go, girl.
Excuse me. We've had a great run, two great kids, and all that. But she has. I'll tell you really how a lot of this got started. We'd just gotten married, and she had, what did they call it? It was the real thick stuff when we married. We had false graph. Mm-hmm. Real thick, heavy stuff. Bowls, saucers, cups, all that stuff, you know. And you're right. Okay, now I'm going. You're right, Francis. I do remember now. That's what we had. We started out with, you know. And, excuse me. We had all of that. And then, and you know how it is. You know, and another thing I wish you would teach. I see a lot of young people getting married today. And he wants everything that dad's got right now.
Right.
And she wants everything that mom's got right now, including the house and the Lincoln Navigator and all that good stuff, failing to realize that mom and dad have worked 25, 30, 35 years to get what they've got. This didn't just happen. My wife's been collecting china for a long time. And then I must tell you, I bought her a thing at one of the, a lady that passed away here in Murfreesboro. She was a Motlow out of, with the Lim Motlow property. Mm-hmm. And she was here in Murfreesboro and she passed away. And I bought an entire thing of Roger's Remembrance because it matched. Joni saw it in the paper and said, could you go and get this? I said, well, yeah, I'll go. You know, we'll bid on it, see how much we can afford or pay or whatever. And I walked in, and that fella's in there, and he was taking care of all of it, and I've never seen so much stuff in my life. And it was a whole box, and he threw in two or three other pieces and all that stuff for me. And I think I walked out like $300 or $350. It's what I paid for that, the box and all.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was a pretty good deal.
Uh-huh.
Well, now here came the internet. Well, I don't know how many. We've got like three or four tea pitchers at our house that are Rogers, remember. They're sterling, you know, the silver. Mm-hmm. I mean, and she's getting them for like $2. I mean, I said.
Oh, online on eBay
yes,
and whatnot?
Yeah, because she puts the flag out there. When it's she bought for, mom left her some Picard china, you know, which Picard is some of the nicest in the world. And they use it at the White House, Air Force One, all that good stuff. And she'll occasionally find pieces that people just have, one or two plates, a cup, a saucer, whatever it may be. And she'll pick them up for pennies on the dollar because people have no use for them. A lot of people, unfortunately, they don't know what they've got. But how this got started, let me go back, and I'll turn the show over to y'all. I'm sorry, but what I'm saying, her grandmother passed away, and she had what was called Salem china. Now, this is old. This is up in Kentucky. This is in western Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Apparently, and you know, you used to be able to get nice china. I don't know if y'all could even remember this or not. Jen, you're younger than I mean, but I'm telling you, with trading stamps. Mm-hmm. You know, S&H Green stamps.
Yes, I actually have a book of those I just found.
What's it worth?
Nothing. $1 million. Yeah. I don't know.
Call the Smithsonian, but I mean, you know, but and apparently maybe some of this was bought. You could buy pretty good groceries at the grocery store. They had sales if you bought so much. You got a plate or a saucer or a setting or whatever. And she had this stuff, and it's got gold in it, and it's got the rose in the center, which. My wife got it because it was her grandma's. Joni does not like eating off of plates with roses on them. But she does these. And now we must have, I'm pretty sure it's around 480 table settings of the stuff. She bought it off online. People getting rid of it, four or five plates at a time. You know, this or that or whatever. And, you know, it's been a bargain. But yeah. People don't realize it's not that hard to get into nowadays. Not. It's not.
Well, I just bought a set of Noritake, I forget what pattern it is, but for $40 at Steered Straight, and I saw it online today for like $1,100.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm.
Now, Noritake, is that the fine china, the mm-hmm. real?
Yeah.
It's real thin.
Correct.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's some good stuff right there.
Yeah. And then my friend Mary Lou Westfall just sold me a set of her mother's china that was really special to me.
Oh, my goodness.
To have
yeah.
that. Yeah.
yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, what is your address? When are you at home?
It's in storage, locked away.
Jen Freeman, Francis is here with us. We're going to go to our first series of breaks. Stay with us. We're talking about etiquette. Ed Raymer from the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Stay with us. Be back with you right after this. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. I want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, "We do it all." Low maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murfreesboro Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you, Tim at J. Mullins. Thank you so much. And we appreciate you very much. And Jen is here. Jen Freeman is here. And Francis Arthur is here. And they are with
Gilded Grace
Gilded
Etiquette.
Gilded Grace. You're not saying summer camp. You're not with the summer camp.
Well, we're having one.
Gilded Grace Etiquette. Well, you are. Okay, we got a call. I have a caller on the line. Caller, please go ahead.
Raymer, how you doing?
Well, hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. I just want to say, watch that game this afternoon. But I tell you what, if you watch Friday's game, you talk about a comeback and a half. I tell you, they really battled on Friday too. I don't know if you got a chance to watch that game or not, but
I did not. No, I did not. I did not get a chance to watch the girls Friday afternoon.
They started out real slowly. We're down as much as 16 points, and they cut to 18, I guess. To 11 at the half, and
right.
They just slowly came on. They played defense and got some stops, and they went ahead by one going to the fourth quarter. They hung on by really the skin, not really skin of their teeth, but made enough shots and won. And I tell you what, it was one of the biggest wins in a while. They hadn't won a tournament game in a long, long time, and it's one of the biggest wins for Middle of a while. Of course, they beat Louisville now two times in a row. They beat them up here last year and then beat them in the
tournament. Yeah, yeah. The young ladies have done just a fantastic job, and Coach Ensel has done good. And I don't know if you heard the first of the broadcast. I am going to try and have him on, but we're going to wait till things settle down a little bit.
And they finished, they finished 30-5.
30-5.
And they lost two of their losses.
That is fantastic.
And of course, LSU's defending national champions. The other losses, they lost to Princeton. They're in the tournament. They lost to Grand Canyon. They made the tournament. So most teams they lost to are playing the NCAA tournament. They played a real tough, you know, schedule and things of that nature. So,
right.
But they had a great year. And I know they are going to play Princeton next year at Princeton. He was saying something. I was reading something on Twitter about stuff that teams had contacted him. He said Southern Cal has contacted him about playing, maybe.
Oh, they are?
Playing the game, maybe.
All right.
Just other teams that contacted him. You know, I said since he won this ball game no more. Notoriety for our women's program, and of course he's gonna play the best. He ain't gonna play some ham and
sure.
things. He's gonna play the
sure.
best to get his kids ready. But
well, he's got to the point. He's pretty well got to do that. But I was really looking forward to them going to the 16, the Sweet 16 for the girls.
I was gonna
tell
you one really. Thing. The announcers mentioned the other day against Louisville, and this is true. He knows who he is, and he knows what he wants, and he's got a system. He knows he recruits to it, and he, like I said, his son helps him. And he's got two other sisters, Tom Hodges and him, and Davis helps him. And, he knows what he wants. He's done it long enough, and like I said, he's a great, just a great person. His son's a great person too. But I just wanted to mention that, just give him a shout out for their season. I know they're disappointed right now, but when
I know they are.
Things and win 20 games in a row, that's pretty amazing.
That is. That it is.
But I enjoy your show and enjoy your guests. Have a good week. See you.
Jeff, thank you so much. That's Jeff Neal. He's been a supporter of this broadcast since day one. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it. And we did hate to see the ladies lose. I felt sorry for the kids. I can't help but do it. I mean, they work hard. They do. But there is always next year. And Jen Freeman's here, and Francis is here, Francis Arthur. Francis, now this camp coming up is July 15th through the 19th, and you've got two parts of that from 9 in the morning to 11, and then what?
Or they can stay till noon.
Or stay till noon.
Some of the younger kids might not want to stay till noon, you know,
right.
with attention span and whatnot. So
let me ask you, you know, now is campaign season, okay, for politics. Mm-hmm. President Kennedy said once, and he said, if you ever shake hands with a man, you generally will have his vote at that point. And that's the reason a lot of the candidates, especially President Kennedy, in those days, mm-hmm. they had to use cream on their hand. I mean, they just shake literally tens of thousands of hands, mm-hmm. and people want to, and when you were as popular as he was back then, you know, yeah, I mean, you saw the crowd tonight and me trying to get in here.
Yeah,
just everywhere
it was,
out front.
It was crazy. It was
yeah,
crazy.
I know.
Paparazzi everywhere.
Fine, that's enough, Jen. And anyway, but seriously, you said, and I think we've lost something there. A lot of people, you know, and I know COVID messed up some stuff. You know, I understand. But there's nothing wrong, you know. I was from the old school. I was raised a man had a good, firm handshake. Now,
yes,
ladies, not necessarily so. You know, that's fine.
Well, etiquette has changed. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
A woman needs to have that same firm handshake.
I shake hands with women. Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yes, okay. And so that's one of the skills that we teach in our etiquette classes in the four-night course that we're starting. And
right.
we'll do it again this year at summer camp. We'll talk about how to shake hands. I'll teach them how to, you know, you lock at the thumbs and you smile and you look in their right eye and how to introduce themselves. So I will teach all that
right.
to
right.
to
8 you know.
Through 12-year-olds.
Yeah, and there's nothing I could stand less, like a limp dish right there. You go.
Yes,
I never could.
Fish.
I, you know,
yes, we call it floppy.
And
fish.
I've stopped it too. I said, "Wait a minute, guy, come here. Give me a hand. I gotta shake
uh-huh.
hands." Or they grab just my fingertips. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to avoid me or something. I don't know. But now with the ladies, it's a little different. Yeah, I don't mind that at all. You know, some especially some of the older ladies.
Some of the older ladies, perhaps
they're still a bit reserved about all this, and that's fine. That's good. I don't have a problem with it. But, no, I was raised a firm handshake mm-hmm. and, you know, all that good stuff. And it seems like we've lost that. And we told our children, and we're not parents of the world, we're not the greatest parents around, but, you know, they started out waiting tables, as a lot of young people do. My wife and I, we worked at McDonald's. I mean, it was in the 70s. Who didn't, you know? But I said, kids, if you do anything, will you please do me and your mother one favor? Will you just remember to always say please and thank you? Mm-hmm. Tell your customers thank you.
We call those magic words.
Yeah.
But the magic is not in the word itself. The magic is in you.
Right.
So you have to learn to say please and thank you, excuse me, I'm sorry. And then we talk about the different ways that you can say those words, and they're not magic anymore when you say them incorrectly. For example, when you look at somebody and say, well, excuse me.
Yeah, right.
You've lost the magic.
Right.
There's no magic there. Yeah, so I teach them how to have that magic when they use those words correctly.
Well, and I hear a lot of it on radio. Mm-hmm. I hear it, you know, and just coughing and snorting, and I don't mean to get PG rated here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Come on, we've got some. I told you, now I coughed a while ago, but I didn't mean anything by that, but it snuck up on me. But we've got kill switches up here where they can deaden the mic if you have to cough or whatever. But I see it a lot, and you see it in acts that are on stage, and I think rock and roll had a lot to do with this. I heard one of the old-time actors once, and I think it was the old Cab Calloway, said people that turn their back on the audience and don't speak to the audience and all that, you know, things that you just really...
They have, understand. They've changed, haven't they?
They have, yeah. And speaking to someone, not at someone, you know.
Right. Great skills that students need to learn. But because they, again, we go back to the cell phone, because they have the cell phone in their hand and in front of their face, they've forgotten the importance of eye contact and having a conversation.
Right.
So, and then when they've forgotten how to use those skills, then they lose what to talk about. So, again, that was one of the things that we actually had a practice party at our last course. I was so excited about this for our students. I know it sounds interesting,
a practice party okay.
where they got to practice using those skills. So before I had some surprise guests lined up to come in that night that none of our students knew.
Right.
So I talked to them about how to introduce themselves, how to do a proper handshake, and gave them some topics that were safe to talk about to anyone. Sports is usually a pretty good one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Right.
Pop culture, the weather. Yeah, there are just some safe things that you can talk about.
Lead-ins.
Your hobbies.
Lead-ins.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
And then you always have something in common. Anytime you walk into a room with somebody else, you have something in common with that person. So, Ed, you might not realize it, but you and I have something in common tonight. We're both on the radio at the same time.
Well, you're in the same room.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
So
you have a common interest there.
Exactly.
Right.
But 8-year-olds don't realize that. And it was the funniest thing. When I started that lesson that night, I looked at them and I said that to them. And they said, oh, well, okay. I didn't know that. But you do have something in common by virtue of just being in the same room. So I gave them that list of things that they could talk about.
Right.
Then I invited our guests in. We set up some water and cookies for our guest. And then the students had to go over and greet them. And then Jen and I were standing behind them. And the student would start to engage in a conversation with them. And when they struggled, I would say, ask her about this. And so what is your favorite shirt? What is your favorite color of dress?
I
heard you went on a vacation. Where was your vacation to? You can always ask questions about that without being nosy, but you can still ask somebody about their vacation. Do you have any vacation lined up for this summer? And it makes for a great conversation, and then you can find other things that you have in common so that you can keep the conversation going.
Sure.
Then if you have a great conversation with someone, why do you need to pick up your cell phone and be bored?
That's exactly right. And, you know, I got to the point, I served a lot of papers in town because I did process service and things like that along with my work that I did. I don't do much today. It got so, and we're talking about it. It's a classic example. One reason I sort of started shying away from it. And things got this way. Let me say this just in a way, you interpret it however you wish, in the last 5 or 6 years. And I used to go up if I had a summons for someone, I need to see, you know, Bob Jones. Well, I'm Bob Jones. What can I do for you? I'm Ed Reimer, and I generally shake hands with the person, whatever. Now you go up, yes, I'm here looking for Mr. Bob Jones. Well, who the blankety blank wants to know, you know, really? I don't have to accept that. I don't have to take anything from you, you know. And this happened over the last 4 or 5 years. I'll leave it to your imagination. You know, our system of justice or whatever that you're going to magically here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, change the system. And I didn't want to be part of that. But it, what I was going to say, it got to the point, I got to where I left my phone in the car. Because, and I wouldn't even take, and didn't take it in the courthouse. It was a distraction. If you didn't think so, leave it on ringer and let the judge, let it go off in a judge's court. You'll find out, you know. Thank goodness that, knock on wood, that never happened to me. But, you know, it got to be a distraction. It really did. And you cannot concentrate on what you're doing, you know. And
especially driving. Please don't text and drive.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I gotta say, watching.
Well, see, but I know how to do it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, we're all safe then.
Good eye roll, Jan.
No, you're exactly right. No text and drive. Go ahead, Jan.
Well, I have to say that you know, Francis was speaking about the practice party and watching the kids when they met their first stranger, if you will, or they were being introduced to someone. Was completely different from their third or fourth person that they met. So watching them blossom like that was so special. And
their confidence is growing.
Their confidence is growing. They know what to do. They feel comfortable. They have talking points. And it's just lovely. It's
really
lovely.
15
minutes.
Yeah, I have some good friends. Their little son, Jonathan, he's a grown man, but now I'm sure. But when he was little, he'd go out and his dad taught him to shake a man's hand.
Yes.
He said, "Hi, I'm Jonathan. I'm Ed, Jonathan. Good to see you." I think his name was Jonathan. And it's really, I mean, this kid was confident, you know, and that's all it is.
Yes, sir, it is. That's all it is. And it's confidence.
And Bill Taylor has done a lot of that just at a karate studio, just giving boys and girls confidence. Because I'm going to tell you, just like this bunch at MTSU, we've got some women out there that could probably kick my backside if it really came down to it, especially at my brittle old age now.
Well, we don't ever want to resort to violence.
No,
right?
We don't do that. But, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? They're confident, and they should be. They should be in this day and time especially. But some men are intimidated by that. I'm sure you know that. I'm sure.
They're by manners?
By a woman's confidence.
That's on them, yeah.
Yeah, that's their problem. It's not her problem.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, the craziest thing I always say is, we want you to do good, Jim, but no, don't do too good, okay? Don't go over the top of this thing. You know, well,
I'm going over the top.
Go over the top. It's fine with me. Right.
And another thing I love that we're doing is teaching to write thank you notes.
You know, I got, you are hitting on everything. I don't do it right now.
Joni does it for you.
No, she doesn't. No, I wrote on my, because I ran out of stationery.
Oh.
And I wrote thank you notes to my guest every Sunday night when I got home. I'd say, you know, what's your home mailing address? And people would call, you know, thank you for this letter. This is so nice. Had one lady that framed hers and it's hanging on her office wall.
Oh, that's lovely.
I know. And I thought, you know, this maybe is something else that, you know, just a simple go home, bat it out. It's you know, we've all got a word processor. Hit print right now. I don't have a printer. And I've got to get new.
To handwrite.
Yeah, we're trying to bring.
You can't read. Yeah,
we're
you don't want to do that.
Back.
I understand. I understand. But now mine is, come on, man.
You know, I just had, in another project that I do, I just took a bunch of students to the Tennessee legislature in Nashville and had them shadow a legislator for a day.
I thought you were trying to help these students.
I am. I want them to understand the process so they can be a part of it. Well, their day at the Capitol is not complete until they get home that evening and write that legislator a handwritten thank you note in an envelope with a stamp on it.
Right.
You have to address it, and it goes in the mailbox.
That's right.
It's a requirement.
Because it's not, and here's the thing, it's not junk mail.
Right.
It comes to Jen Freeman. This is addressed to Jen Freeman. At your address, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Right.
Oh, okay. What is this? And the opening of that letter.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
So exciting.
It's so exciting.
A bill.
Yeah. It's not a bill.
It's not a junk
you know,
mail.
It's not a bill. If it's for me, it could be.
Don't
bill
us.
It could
Don't
be a summons. But you know, I mentioned Rob Mitchell earlier. One of the first times Rob was ever up here. I went to his house because, you know, and I got to know him. Went to, and our son cut his grass. That's how I got to know Rob. And knocked on the door, and he was up here later, that a couple weeks later on Sunday night. And I said it was good to come out. I had went up to his house. He said, I was just glad you didn't have a summons or a subpoena for me down there. I said, well, night ain't over yet, Rob. Because you have to do it in
right.
person.
Right.
And a lot of people have forgotten that. Mm-hmm. No, you know, not everything you can put a stamp on and just throw it in a mailbox.
Yeah, I'd much rather get a thank you letter than a
thank
subpoena.
You letter. Yeah, sure.
Right.
And postcards and all that.
Yeah.
I like the letter. I like doing the letter.
Everybody
and I need to get
does.
Back to doing it.
Everybody
yeah.
likes it. I got mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Real mail.
People will take, you know, and show it, mm-hmm. and show it. Look at here. Look at this. You know, I mean, not to get in a letter. Me and Raymer's a,
you're
you
gonna,
know,
Ann,
you know been, I don't mean that, but you know what I'm saying.
I've been working with students for 35 years, and I have a file in my office at home that I know is 3 or 4 inches thick.
Sure.
Filled with thank you notes from students and parents over
great?
The years.
Isn't that great?
And it blesses me. And anytime I'm really feeling low and like I'm not achieving anything, I pull out those notes and I read through those notes. Oh, I remember that student. Oh, I remember
oh,
when
yeah.
we did this.
Yeah.
And I were, you
right.
know, and it reminds mm-hmm. me, there really are some good people left in the world.
That what you're doing
yes,
counts.
It
yeah.
does matter.
What
so
you're
those
doing,
thank
it
you
matters.
Notes
yes.
do matter. So even for those legislators last week, it's more than just, you know, voting yes or no. It's you've influenced
right.
this child's life. You've invested in them.
That's right.
And I want
right.
those people to know that.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. And you're passionate about it, I can tell.
I
yeah.
really am. I love
yeah.
working with students.
Now, and I told you earlier, I get mail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've never received any thank you notes.
You're gonna.
Not,
you've not had us on
you're
before.
Gonna.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But you know, I received some threatening notes. It was so, you know, I went through one of the drive-throughs. It was back December, November, mm-hmm. December, whatever. And you wonder, you know, I wonder if people ever hear us. You know, I wonder what if they're, what are people paying attention, you know. And thank goodness there are a lot of people. WGNS has a huge old-fashioned radio, we're talking about old-fashioned radio listening audience, okay. And so I went through and paid for a beverage that I had, and a little girl said, stuck her head out and said, here's your change, Mr. Raymer. You know, and, oh, okay, thank you. Said, and here's your drink. Said, have a good show tonight. I said, well, thank you very much. And I have no idea who this child is. I really don't. I said, okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you listening. She said, try not to make anybody mad. So,
okay.
People are... listening, and we will have a couple of police officers out front tonight in case you need.
That's for the paparazzi to
yes.
get
yeah,
you out
sure
of here.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you. But
yeah. But with all the know, technology talk too, you know, that's something that we do cover is mm-hmm. is etiquette with the technology.
It's exactly
yeah.
right.
Yes.
You are exactly. You cover etiquette with that. How
yes,
now? What line are you taking on that?
Well,
if I might ask.
I mean, you basically don't want to put anything online that you wouldn't want your mother to read.
Exactly.
Yeah. Always be kind, you know. Just, I mean,
Facebook's
it's
not a place to have an argument.
Yeah, it's,
no, it's
old
not.
As time, you know.
It's not. It's not.
You can't be
yeah.
judgy on your sofa.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's one thing that I'd said, too, and what we do here. I had a situation before I got here, and I was late tonight over a situation came up and said, you know, social media, they're on that social media. I said, have you heard from us? I said, no, because what we do is live.
Mm-hmm.
When you call in here, you're going out to ever how many thousands of people that are listening, And via YouTube now and Facebook Live, we'll be listening. I have people that come up in the middle of the week. Yeah, now I will have someone that will come up in the middle of the week. Hey, I heard that show Sunday night. Those ladies are okay, man, you know. And it'll probably be one of the ladies in y'all's case. So, you know, we need
Fantastic.
More of that. Yeah,
yeah.
They will.
And enroll your children in our program. We would love to work with them and your grandchildren.
Well, I sure would love to help you.
We would love it.
Yeah, we'd love to help you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so rewarding to
really.
See. I mean, now, it's so special.
Where is this done? Do you have a location? Where are you at?
Well, it depends on, you know, who wants to do the program. But the folks over at Dance Murfreesboro, Steve and Becky, are just so wonderful to work with. They have a beautiful facility. They have a kitchen we can use because on our last class evening, we have a dinner dance. So the students can show their parents all the things that they've learned. And one of their assignments is that they teach their parents a dance that we have learned. So Frances is also an excellent dancer. And she is a competitive dancer. But so she teaches rumba, East Coast swing, and waltz. And you're able to go in any situation, fast dance, slow dance, you know, you got the moves.
Yeah.
You're going to be the best date in any situation.
Right.
You know, when I've worked with teenagers for 20 years now, I love working with teenagers. And so many times they'll tell me, Miss Frances, we've got our prom coming up.
Right. Yeah.
And my boyfriend and I don't know how to dance. And I'll say, okay, can you meet me over at the studio this afternoon? And I'm going to teach you how to dance real fast. It'll be okay. Bring a couple friends. And I've done this for years for them. And they're so intimidated. And you know, Ed, it's hard to be a teenager now.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It really, really is. So if I can help them be a teenager just a little bit better by teaching
confidence.
Them how to dance, they'll walk into prom, they'll be confident, and they can get
and
their
that's the key word we're talking about is confidence is what
really
it takes.
Is.
Jackson's going to be in here in a minute. We're going to take our last series of breaks. Whenever he gets a chance, no problem. But confidence is that's it.
In
you know.
Every setting.
Yeah.
Every situation you're in,
right.
You can be confident if you know just a little bit about it. You know, a long time ago, there was a TV series, Designing Women.
Designing Women?
One of those shows, one of the ladies was having, she was really concerned about going out on a date with a guy to his family's home because they were upper class and she was not from that setting and she didn't understand all the rules. And Julia Sugarbaker, who I think is my spirit animal, I love that woman, made the most beautiful comment. She said, you know, the rules of etiquette were not established to separate the classes from each other. They were to make us all feel included and make us all be on the same playing field so that we could walk into any situation and know how to handle ourselves and know what to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we want to give kids.
Right.
Yep.
I was watching that last night and
you were watching Designing Women last night?
No, not Designing.
Dude,
what is the matter with you? I was watching a thing on in Great Britain, the Tea Time.
Okay.
Oh, that's right, because you were doing your research for our show.
I've done some research. I know how to set a table. Thank you. You
All
start
right.
with the first forks and spoons you're going to use first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, before we get into a fight here, let's go to a series of breaks.
Never.
Jackson's going to take us to our last series of breaks. And Jen Freeman. Frances Arthur been good enough to come up here. I don't know why. And I appreciate we're talking about manners. I better mind my own. Back with you right after this. Stay with us, Ed Raymer. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Hey, this is Ed, everybody. Want to tell you about a sponsor of ours. We've got Complete Yard Care. Their slogan is, we do it all. Low-maintenance landscape design, retaining walls, tree removal, stump grinding, lawns cut, mulching, landscaping. Now, you can reach them at 615-785-0384. Or you can look them up on the web at CompleteYardCareTN.com. They have a 5-star ranking on Google. That's Complete Yard Care. We do it all.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yo, thank you, Jackson. We've got about less than 10 minutes to go with you, and we are so glad these ladies are here. Now, what do you want to cover? Because we've got less than 10 minutes. Tell us what's going to happen now. You're out on Middle Tennessee Boulevard. It's where you're doing most of this. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a permanent location.
Correct, yeah. No etiquette, we'll travel.
Okay. Yeah, you're on Facebook.
We're on Facebook at Gilded Grace Etiquette. We're at Instagram at Gilded Grace Etiquette. We have a Pinterest page.
Right.
And then our website is www.gildedgraceetiquette.com.
You're going to be doing an introduction to formal tea. This will be out off Middle Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
The warehouse.
What is that address again?
730A.
730A.
Middle Tennessee Boulevard, right. Suite 14.
Then on April 15th, Etiquette Class Series Level 1, mm-hmm. 4 consecutive Mondays on the 15th, 22nd, 29th, and then May the 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that'll be when we have our dinner dance as well. So we'll have a catered meal, okay. And all the parents can come, or guests.
Let me ask you something, if I might, because I mentioned I was looking last night, and not in Designing Women, on tea, high tea. What is the difference? Is there any difference there?
There is a difference. So afternoon tea is a more formal tea, and high tea is more, it's later in the day, and there's heartier food with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had a teacher that told me years ago, I think a freshman or sophomore in high school, said, we need to copy more of what the Brits do. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, they feed their children and said they have tea times. So you have breakfast, you have a morning, they may have a high tea or whatever, but then they have lunch, and then they have afternoon tea, which is a break to us. Then they have dinner, and said their students are so getting so much better. This is in the 70s. Said their nutrition level is so much better than ours here in America.
Wow.
I'd never thought about that. Yeah. Just a small snack, anything.
It's
like
better
that.
Than throwing, you know, a junk food.
It's a bunch of junk.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's and I've eaten my fair share of it, you know, but I'll tell you what, I'm not eating as much of it as I used to. I'm getting a little older, but
we'll bring you some cucumber sandwiches, my friend.
I've seen those things. Are those good?
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cucumber Yesterday sandwich. We went to the Hermitage and had afternoon tea there.
Right.
And it was
they do afternoon
lovely.
Tea at the Hermitage?
They should
know,
do.
I didn't
at the
know
Hermitage Hotel.
Hermitage Hotel.
In Nashville.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what time
exquisite.
Does this start normally? And is there any real rigid times of this 3 to 5 or 2 to 4? Or?
Usually 2 to 4.
2 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how much is this?
Oh, at the Hermitage, it was $75 a person, I think. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and they are partnering with Draper James, which is Reese Witherspoon's company. or her brand, I guess I should say, to do the tea. And it was just really lovely. Like it was all beautiful china, but none of it matched, you know, except all the tea pitchers were the same. So it was very shabby chic kind of feel, but oh my gosh.
Really?
Lovely piano music.
Yeah,
she was wonderful.
Wow. She was lovely.
I had no idea. Is anyone else is anyone doing it here in Murfreesboro?
Yes, we are.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to be hosting teas and whatnot. But so, you know, we want to introduce the formal tea. So we're actually working with a homeschool group, and we want to teach them how to include themselves in the formal tea before they arrive to this formal tea.
Sure.
So,
sure.
And that will be held at Oakland's Mansion.
Is there any age that a child should get in, say, first grade or maybe earlier, or what do you suggest?
Okay, well,
what do you think,
that's
friend?
When we get into, you know, what they're capable of doing. The age
sure.
group that we're focused on for right now
right.
is just that 8 through 12.
Okay.
We're looking forward to expanding that, especially into teenagers. I hear so many parents have asked me, please do this for my teenagers. My teenagers need this. Please do this.
Simple manners.
They really do.
Right.
So,
right.
But we want to get these 8 to 13-year-old students now so that they'll be right. ready for all of these things. And then whenever they do have to go to their prom one day, it'll be a piece of cake.
Yeah, you've done this. Right. If you've
right.
done this, you know, like, for example, a napkin going on your lap, you know.
Yes.
Now, I got to tell you, I take that a step further for me because I have to do this. I will take a corner of the napkin and tuck it down in my belt to keep it from falling off, okay? And I've thought about stopping that because there was a fellow that used to do it up in Owensboro, Kentucky. He was our district manager, J.R. Dunning. Okay. Now, J.R. was about as smooth as a piece of sandpaper, but he had he had the heart. He really did. He gave good dinners and treated people to good lunches. But he'd get up and he'd, okay, what's going on over here? Well, he'd have that napkin hanging from his belly. You know? And I said, you know, I hope I don't ever do that if somebody wakes me up when I get up and walking around a restaurant with that napkin hanging off out my belt buckle. You know?
Well, you just remember, whenever you stand up, you take the napkin from your lap and you lay it to the left of your plate.
To the left. It's to the left.
Loosely
okay.
folded to the yeah. left of your plate.
And then there is a way you lay your silverware to let your waiter know whether you're done or not.
Mm-hmm. At
right?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock as you're done.
Right. Mm-hmm. But now, I've heard laying the blade of the knife in or the blade of the knife out?
In.
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 To let him know you're finished?
Mm-hmm.
If you learn it out, you're still eating. You don't
there's
know,
just
do
lots
you?
Of, I've there's just lots of different rules, and some of it depends on where you are and what the setting is,
yeah.
too.
True.
So there's
okay.
just, okay. Is this a formal meal? Is this a casual
right.
meal? I mean, I heard recently something came up with some people who were eating at, you know, a local dining establishment that where they're silverware's wrapped up in a napkin. Okay, well, there's not a tablecloth on the table, and I don't know whether that table got, you know, really sufficiently cleaned since the last
sure.
people ate there.
Right.
So do I really want to put my napkin on my lap and set my silverware out as
sure.
soon as I sit down in
right.
light of COVID and flu season? I don't know. So, again, the rules of etiquette, you know, sometimes are dependent upon the situation
well,
you're in.
Well, they need to come back.
And, right, and I think at the end of the day, you have to remember what all of the rules stem from, and they all stem from three principles. It's about compassion,
okay,
honesty, and respect.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
If you can look at every situation and see, okay, how do I need to handle this? Compassion, honesty, and respect. I do not want to get sick. That would be compassionate for me to handle myself in a way that I won't get sick and I don't want to take a risk. So I'm not going to put my napkin out on my lap and set my silverware out until my plate arrives, until at
sure.
least I get a
sure.
bread plate
right.
so I can put it on that bread plate that I know
sure.
to be clean instead of this table that is questionable. I
sure.
would love to say that all of our localist dining places clean it really well, but you just don't know.
I know.
I just
and,
can't
and you
take
know,
that
that's
risk.
Another thing that gets on my nerves. People go in and first thing they do if their silverware is wrapped up in it is unroll it and drop it out and clang, 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 clang. Come on, man. Will
nice.
You give me a. I mean,
yes.
yeah, come on. And some of these people. Mm-hmm. You know their families, you know, you weren't raised like that.
Right.
Come on, man. You know. But one thing that got me, and I know economics enters into it, but if you go to a place and they got cloth napkins, that generally is a turnoff to me. I mean, if they've got paper napkins.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had it backwards.
Okay, yeah.
And, you know, paper napkins, I kind of, you know, we're on the economics, whatever, right. That's fine. Anyway, you guys are, you ladies are coming back one of these days.
We'll come back every month and give you some etiquette tips.
Yes.
Keep us posted, please. It's been a pleasure, Jen, to have you with us. Francis, pleasure to meet
you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hope you had some idea of how to improve your manners. And I'll tell you what, we're not going to be here now. Next Sunday, it's Easter, and we're going to be off. But we'll be back the week after that. And probably discussing some more politics with you. Till then, this is Ed Raymer with the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. And until then, next that Sunday at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.